1, we'll start the tech net in about 3 minutes.
W2TTT. TTT from K2EIR with a point of information.
Yes, Professor.
I almost was. Almost was a professor once. At lunch today, Jim talked at the table about the possibility of defense and thought about lowering the power of the repeater to 20 watts. And he did that, and as far as I can tell here, we have the full sensitivity of the repeater again, at least the YAESU, and at the expense of a little weaker signal. So I think the net will go well tonight. That's my point of info. K2EIR.
Yeah, I'm wondering why I'm sitting here on Route 17 in Paramus, and the repeater's got deep fade nulls. Well, that explains why. Yeah, well... I'm not going there. Yeah, I'm not going to explain why I think that is, but yeah, that's a solution.
Temporary, they hope to get another cavity, which may be the permanent solution.
Well, you buy Japanese repeater junk, you get Japanese repeater junk, what can I tell you?
It is in Chinese, at least. Okay, I'm going to let you drive. Well, now I don't have to do what I was going to do. I was trying to see what the net script was from one of your past amateur.tv episodes, so if I had a fill-in, I could, because my brain is like a sieve. But I don't have to do that. You're going to be here. So let me go turn off the computer in the other room. W2TTT from K2EIR.
No problem, Howie. I am in Paramus. I will run the net. Would you mind keeping the list, one? And number two, when I get home, will you keep the ball rolling long enough for me to get in the house, make a head call, and run up to the office to continue running the net?
Agreed on both counts. K2EIR.
You are a prince, sir. K2EIR. W2TTT. We'll start the net in about 30 seconds. Okay, everyone, good evening. This is Gordon W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. If there are any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call KDR. The ever popular good answer, nothing. Silence to that question is a good answer. Alrighty. So, this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Run Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on frequency of 146.5 megahertz. The 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey. The repeater operates on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz and has an offset of minus 600 kilohertz, minus 600 kilohertz, and above all, tone of 141.3 or 4A. This net is a little different than most nets because it's a converse function. It is a directed net, sort of, kind of. And it's a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the phenomena, the science, knowledge underlying our whatever. It's also about what we do with it. We've done wire to do with it. Like to do again. Things we want to make sure we never do again. It's also about posting things for sale, swap, or wanted. This is also another important thing. And so pretty much, if you can relate it to one of those areas over loosely to amateur radio, you can pretty much talk about it. Form of a question, a comment, or a sale, swap, or wanted item. So, when you check in, please indicate so. So, when you check in, give your call sign, your name, whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, combination of those things, or none of the above. Might ask, why would I check in if I want to say none of the above? So you're there, so we can tailor the net to interest, and above all, might even call upon you to on a subject that you happen to know that you have some prior knowledge of. All good. Drop in, as they say. Y'all don't be afraid. So with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with whiskey.
In Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Okay, I have Don W2JEK as a comment. I have Jim WA2 United Mike. Jim, any other whiskeys?
Alpha 2 India Sierra Echo with a comment.
WA2 QBZ, no traffic.
Slow down, boys. WA2ISE Bob. WA2. Call again. I'm quite a blank all of a sudden.
WA2 QBC, Gordon.
Sorry, it's been a long day. WA2 Quebec, Bravo Charlie. Bruce, very good just listening. The other whiskeys.
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Charlie, WE2R, welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty. How about kilos?
KC2, WDJ, Walt in Orangeburg with a question.
KC2, Wilta Juliet, Walt with a question. Could you alter any other kilos?
K2, EIR, Howie in Tarrytown. A comment, maybe two comments.
Okie dokie, Howard. Howie. All right. So, it's been a long time since I said Howie. All right. Is there any other kilos?
Edward in Montvale.
No comment. Just listening.
Okay. Edward in Blauvelt, Paul, which are W. Hi. I got you that you were just... Ed, you want to go again, please?
Roger that. That's KD2JL and just...
Okay. KD Delta Charlie. Very... And Kai as well. Any other kilos? All right. How about...
Ever just listening, Dobbs Ferry, New York.
Sorry, the station in Dobbs Ferry, we doubled again, please.
Kilo Mike 4, Golf Hotel November, Mitch, Dobbs Ferry, just listening.
Hi, Mitch, welcome aboard. And the other kilos.
It's Tony, K2ALI, just listening.
K2AMI, Tony, welcome aboard. The other kilos. Alrighty, let's go to Alphas. Alrighty, how about Novembers? Right, we also, if you are a Chestnut Ridge Radio Club member, have the ability to check via Echolink. Unfortunately, Echolink is only in the check to see if we have any logins via Echolink. Okay. Very good. Well, with no further ado, let's move our first whiskey, W2JEK. Your ball, K2BAR.
K2BAR, and in that, this is W2JEK. Comment and a question. As far as the VE test sessions go, I'm going to give Jim K2ZO with the proposed dates. Once I get the confirmation from the Jim that it's okay with the school, I will publish them on the ARRL's website. I have a question here. What is something 1070 repeater? I don't ask about it. I tried it, and I just tried it tonight. It does not seem to operate. I just wonder if the repeater is down or the back to net. W2JEK.
Yeah, I do. It is down temporarily. They're resolving some issues up there. It's a different club, but you can probably squawk on 49. 146.49 with the 147.49 input. The PL is 107.2. Check with a couple of guys up there because some of the guys on Ramark will know about the 1070 situation. No longer is it an acrimonious environment between the two clubs. They've even gone as far as sharing sites over time, so probably could inquire there. You could also probably shoot a note to George Sabai. George can help you out with that. Okay?
Okay, well, they are going to keep the sets. I imagine frequencies being as scarce as they are, they're probably going to keep that 1070 4949 machine. I'll see what happens. I'm just curious because I know that the call sign was StackTonet, W2JK.
If you just email George, Case, Kilo Charlie 2, Golf, Lima, Golf. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf, Lima, Golf at AWRL.net. I'm sure George can fill you in on what that is without too much trouble. You also might try Joyce, Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha November, Foxtrot. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha November, Foxtrot. She might be able to update you on that. So you got choices on that, but I'm not sure who actually the current club president is, but he certainly would be in the know on that. No doubt in my mind, the repeater will be back.
W2JEK, back to that.
Thank you very much. All right, anybody else have any information about this that it's a little more substantive than what I had? Okay, very good. All right. Howie, what's next?
Hey, I fell asleep at the switch in the beginning. I don't know, bad habit. So I may have missed some things. WA2ISC had a comment, and KC2WDJ had a question.
And we'll go with those. Bob, over to you.
Okay, K2BIR is WA2ISC with a comment regarding the AR-EDN mesh device I put up. I was able to get into a tunnel and hooked up to a number of sites, but I was wondering what I could do beyond that. Over.
Okay, that's great. So, Mark, you think you said Mark N2MH set you up on a tunnel server that he operates?
It's W2US, I think, is the call sign. MH is the other system. He also gave me some link to it, but he warned me that it would probably be changing. Thus, basically, I'm going through WS to get to him. Over.
Randy WU2S. Sure. Well, that's great. That's super wonderful. And everything squared away?
Much. So I suppose if you happen to be driving past my place on Oradell and Summit, they should be able to connect into it. Over.
You're on channel 2 and we're up 20 megs wide.
I think it's channel 3, and I'd have to look to see what the bandwidth is, but I think it's just the default. Over.
I'm sorry, you're using a Linksys box?
Linksys box, it's WRT54GS box, the one I got for this so it could do tunneling. Over.
Okay, so you're on channel 3, 20 meg channel. We also operate on channel minus 2 with at 5 megs wide. But that sounds great. My node operates, my mobile node will have two different capabilities. One will be a wide area transceiver minus 2. Then a closer range one, channel 3, which is the wideband one. That's what I'm going to put in my mobile shortly. Process of building that out. Quite the enterprise, but it's getting there. Congratulations, that's super.
Well, thank you, and I guess whenever you get yourself set up and you have to be driving past, you should be able to see my system.
And vice versa. So you will hear me much better than you used to.
Right.
Sure. We are coming out with a new release of software very soon. Beta versions, which you're welcome to download, called Experimental Builds at AREDN, or Amateur Radio Emergency Day.org. Go to the software downloads, Experimental Builds. Welcome to use Experimental Builds. That's where all the beta software is. I think we're rapidly converging on our production release. So, but the beta releases are very good, so no worries about using that. Pretty stable. Anybody else have any questions about mesh networks? Okie dokie. That's fine. Anything else, Bob?
I think that's it. So, K2BIR, W2TT bias, clear.
Okie dokie. Alrighty. Anybody else? Okay, before we go to Walter, is there anybody else who had a question or a comment that needs to be Rahowie's got? Okay, that's good. All right, I have one thing I'd like to list real quick. I have a pair of V7A rigs with the remote cable control head. They're 2 meter 440 radios. You can operate VHF, VHF, UHF, and repeat. One is in function. The other one has some lines in the display, quite functional, and just fine. I also have a programming cable, a Halode programming cable, or Halode remote cable, radio body somewhere else. About these radios is if you just one shack, you can use an 8-pin Ethernet switch, microphones, and these don't mind you hot switching one microphone between turn the radio off or switch microphone. But have four frequencies in a matrix with one mic, a combination of VHF. So if you're interested, let me know. $450 for the whole package. So let me know if you're interested. Make a nice Christmas, post-Christmas gift, or a Hanukkah gift, or a New Year's gift, or a birthday present. Follow W2T. Alrighty. On that note, Walter, KC2.
KC2, WDJ. Okay. My question, I guess, is kind of a two-parter. Deals optional mono out as a preamp. I can run it directly to an external preamplifier. First question is it worth running like a nice amp off the thing and a little on? My other question is, if I have powered speakers, do I need a final amp, or can I run it from the preamp?
Okay, so you asked two questions. The first one I understood. The second one I'm not so sure I did. Maybe even asked three questions. So, can you run turntable preamp? Yes. Does it matter, fine or not? As long as drive frequency responses more than anything, you might want to think about that. Then, further, there's the could you put the preamp directly into the spot and work? Did I catch your questions correctly, or phrase them, or reframe them, and we'll go back again and maybe spread it?
KC2WDJ. Yeah, actually, not at all, Gordon. I guess my initial question is more than is the step up in quality to a tube preamp worth it over second question. I know you can't run preamp directly to speakers on Howard speakers. I have Howard speakers. They have plug them to a wall and crank it up. So I run a preamp to those. That work. They have a volume control and you plug them. They have to have their own built-in air, right?
Okay, let me answer that in reverse then. So, then we'll spin it around. So, yeah, you can run the output of the preamp into the... That'll work fine. You have to just balance out. Make sure you don't overdrive the input, number one. Number two, whether or not you should use the chip solid-state preamp or a tube. Now we're talking about audiophile religion. There are those in the audiophile community, tube amplifier with the hum all calmed down so you don't hear it, that warmer, richer, more appropriate voltage-driven environment with a tube as opposed to, shall we say, somewhat nonlinear. I'm just using some of the nasty terms that audiophiles use, characteristics of a current-driven. Now, having said all that, you know, happiness and warmth of the tube spectral quality versus that of transistor, I think, depending on how much you push your limits, a great solid-state preamp can sound as a tube one. Again, that may be considered heresy in certain... Anybody, I wish W2MSK was on frequency, perspective on bias. Anybody want to take a whack at that?
2EIR.
Howie?
Okay, I jumped in there so we should see if there's some other people. I having lived through the tube era and having listened to a few amps, I really liked the sound. Of course, my ears probably can't hear the difference any longer. But one comment is most of the tube amps in the day had push-pull output stages, certainly in the power amp, although people feel preamps made a difference too, if they move versus solid state. But the push-pull amps got rid of a lot of distortion that single-ended amps don't, single-ended amps have, and that could be much of the difference. This is speculative, but I've heard that said. So as far as this whole thing with the preamp chip, it isn't that it's solid state. I don't think you're going to be dealing with vinyl amp push-pull, so I don't think that's relevant, which means that I don't think you should be caring about a tube versus a chip preamp. I also want to say that op amps seem to have gotten rid of a lot of distortion. They have a feedback loop. So if your chip is, if you have a schematic, if you know what it is, if it's sort of a straight linear circuit and you have the time to research and build a little op amp instead, you might do better on that. So those are my comments for Walter. Back to that K2EIR.
2JEK.
Ed Dunn.
Yeah, K2BARW, 2JEK. Yeah, I've worked on in the telephone industry, worked radio lines, as they were called, and this one was radio over in a neck and power stereo line. Cycles, 1,000 cycles, 250, 500, 1,000 and up. Every, had to be within one cycle radius. They had to track, in other words, track with the right channel. It had to be the same type of equipment. I could tighten, say it on the other. Sizes all had to be that right. We're doing stuff like that. Type of preamps in each side of the circuit. Now we had a way through cycles. Matter of fact, we were sized. We had a left channel, right channel.
To ISC.
Bob, go right ahead, WA2IFC, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2IFC. I've dabbled around with vacuum audio circuits myself, and near as I can figure, like the warmth of a vacuum tube circuit is mainly all caused by a little bit of second harmonic, which turns out to be pleasing to hear as long as you keep it about 45 dB down. A little bit higher than that, you start getting intermod distortions, which don't sound good. But that's probably what the magic of tubes probably are due to. Over.
Yeah, very good, very good. Howie, can you keep the discussion going for the next 3 to 5 minutes? W2TTT, I got to transition to the house.
Roger, K2EIR. Okay, thank you, Bob, for that comment. Let me turn it back to Walter to get a response, and then we'll look for any further comments on the topic before going on. Well, I just picked myself up. So, Bob, are you done, or should I turn it to Walter?
Done, so you can hand it off.
Sure, thank you. Okay. Walter, just before I get to you, I do want to take a standby. This is the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet, which meets Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Do we have any additional check-ins for the net? This is K2EIR. Being heard. Walter, any responses from you?
Okay, C2. No, I mean, I guess that's a little doubtful there. I guess I don't have drop coin on an extra final amp, so I got some powered speakers, although, you know, I guess it's a Texas thing then. I guess for now, I'll run it from the amp on board, or have the ability to run it. Why you would have that as a preamp built in. Lots of people like to run external preamps again. Well, I'll probably just run it as is for now, so thank you very much.
Good. Well, people like to have options. It's always good to have options and control. So very fine. Okay. I mentioned to Gordon that I sort of spaced out in the beginning when I was trying to keep the list of questions, comments, and the like on the list. So does anybody else have a comment or a question or something for sale, et cetera? This is K2VIR.
WI2W, late check-in.
No, it's Steve, WI2W. Steve, do you have any thing you want to list, comment, question, et cetera?
I do, actually. For sale item, there's a local amateur who's moving that section of Route 5. So, if anybody is interested...
Roger, 10 sections of Rome 25. Those are tower sections, yes, Steve?
QSL, they are tower sections. Very, very common standard.
Okay, very good. All righty. So if I go through the list, I'm the one who had two more comments. I think I'm the only one left with any business on the list. Not that we can't have new business or secondary topics. So let me just mention two things. One, I posted to the ComTech group, which, well, I'll wait when Gord gets back. I'm sure he can publicize that, which is a Yahoo group that complements the net. And as an internet group, it allows you to put up files and image, etc. At any rate, my post, I think yesterday, was that I just learned, months after it's come out, that ICOM has a new rig. It's not here in the U.S. It is in Japan only, as far as I know. But it's fully, well, developed enough to demo, called the IC7300. And you may infer from its number where they intend to put it in their line. But what makes this radio interesting is that it is a RF sampling radio, not a super heterodyne, which is to say it's a software-defined radio. Now, we've all heard about plenty of software-defined radios. Let me stand by for a moment. But what makes this ICOM different, and maybe more of a trend, I mean, it's not the first, is this software-defined radio has knobs, and as far as I know, this is a first, it has a touch screen. So as an SDR, it may be the first radio with a touch screen and knobs both, although Flex came out with an accessory for its line called the Maestro. I haven't really looked at that. But the ICOM is a nice little box. It's not terribly big. It's probably the size of many of the last generation of portable rigs. My Yaesu FT840, and I think it's about the same size. So it has this color display, a touch display. It's software-defined, so you can touch the display and move to that frequency. You can do many other things with it. I think it's 160 to 4 meters, at least in the European version. 160 to 6 meters will be what comes out in the U.S. They're going to have models at 10 watts and 50 watts and 100 watts, I think. So I'm hoping that they will, I'm pretty excited about it. We don't know what the performance is, but I'm hoping that it will be priced such that everybody will want one. You know, there have been radios in the past. Let me let this set. I grew up in the time when we had Heathkit Tours, Heathkit SB-101s, Gunset Communicators. There were some rigs that just about everybody had. It was either their primary rig or their secondary rig. Those who had better rigs or could afford to do so would have a better rig, but they might also have a Tour or a Gunset or something else for field work, and this is field work size, the radio. Not the tiniest of radios, but small enough to take on a trip with you. and I'm really hoping they'll price it so that everybody can have one. But I don't think the manufacturers think that way. Anyway, I'm excited by that news, and again, you can take the internet and do a Google search on IC7300. There are several videos up on YouTube that demonstrate this. There's an Italian station, I think, has a nice post up on the internet, but I don't have that handy. So let me take a standby for additional stations or comments on this, and I have one other comment that I'd like to bring to the net. This is K2EIR. Again, anyone who wants to join the net or anyone who wants to listen to response, please call me now.
K2EIR, W2TGT.
W2TGT, please go ahead.
Yeah, just one observation about the 7300 is that it is likely that we in North America will only see the 100-watt version. This notion of the 10 and 50-watt versions of these radios tends to be an Asian thing to meet various regulatory profiles. It's getting decent reviews. The rumor is that the street price for that radio will be around $1,200, and possibly with specials a hair lower. So yeah, at times. So at least that's the rumor.
That's K2EIR. Having again looked at the number, that's what I figured, that it would replace the 7100 or 7200. I forgot what the last portable was with the little slanted control head, which was not in color, and separate from the rig. It was mobile or base station rig. But I'm hoping to lower than that. I think that's what's necessary, but I don't think they will do that. Obviously, everyone thinks they're going to come out at this $1,200 point. But I think that's a mistake. I think what could happen is people with Raspberry Pis and people will find ways, the maker and homebrew community will find ways of hooking up iPads, Androids, and everything else to another SDR that will be so much lower in price. They'll do that. And the other manufacturer will hop in there, and the Chinese will hop in there. So my feeling is the best strategy for ICOM, but they won't listen to me, I'm sure, is to get into the market early with this thing, already announced it, it's already developed, and price it low enough so that nobody will turn to anything else. And that probably means a price tag below $1,000. But, you know, who listens to me? Any other comments? K2EIR.
Well, that could be. And that very well could be that it's cheaper. The cost of the implementation technology is decreasing. Don't be surprised. They need to replace the 746 Pro. They took it in the neck with some of these other radios that when they came up with the 7410, it was not a happy moment. And this is sort of like the SDR version of a 7400, or if you will, a 746 Pro, and it's a good thing.
Okay, so I'll let you take over again. You are upstairs, is that correct?
Tell by my ridiculously large, obnoxious audio here. Alrighty, thank you, Howie. Anybody else have more on this subject? I think Howie had a question.
Actually, it's another comment, and it could be a question.
Yeah, let's figure out, is there any more on this thing?
K2TRW, comment.
Kai, go ahead.
Yeah, with the talk of SDR rigs, I'm not too familiar with the other ones that are out on the market, but there is about one called Jegu, X-Ray India Echo Golf Uniform, X1 101 in one place in U.S. that's selling them, about $600, and it's a SDR with a small display, knobs, and extra reviews, but as far as other companies, it looks like they're already here.
I'm not surprised. So X-A again, please, the spelling?
X-ray India Echo Golf.
Okay, Jegu, so it's X-ray India Echo Golf Uniform, okay. I'll take a look at that and see what it is. Right now I'm just getting ensconced in the shack here, and I got a project, well, I have two projects sprawled across my desk right now, so one of them is going to leave after the net, and the other one may a little later, depending on how late I want to stay up tonight, but finally getting some progress on things. Well, very nice. Anybody have any insights to the Jegu or any of the other similar radios?
WITW.
You?
Yeah, there's a company called ELAD, E-L-A-D. Website is woodboxradio.com. They have something called the F-Duo. More money, I think it's like $15, but it's an SDR packaged in a box. You can use it alone, and you can all run it. Seems like there's a lot of them popping up now. Fun. WITW.
W-E-I-R.
And Howie.
If there's a little bit more follow-up on the topic in general, I didn't mention Elecraft. They do have an SDR that has knobs and a display. About $1,000, and then you need your accessories because it comes initially at the 10-watt level. But as one of the other hands I mentioned has pointed out, relative to ICOM, he says they have excellent customer service, you know, with updates and upgrades and bug fixes, etc. Says the company not only is oriented to fixing a bug, but, you know, while they're at it, or while, you know, if someone complains about a bug and says, while you're at it, could you add this feature and that feature? And they're always doing that. So this is a factor in AMPS purchasing these rigs to think about, since they are software defined, to think about the kind of service they're going to get and bug improvements. I want to give Elecraft credit and my friend, who's K2PH, some credit too. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Okay. Well, I looked up Woodbox Radio, and that's with the ELAD. That's a very interesting little toy. I also saw the Jegu. The Jegu looks really tiny. It's clearly an HF radio. Got 100 memories, and it's sideband CW, upper and lower sideband and CW only. Looks very, very nice. It's actually got a nice review with a picture on Hamnet, or on eham.net, pardon me. So, really kind of awesome. It really, really is. So it's pretty cool. Anybody else on this subject?
W2TTT disconnected.
Okie dokie, that was 10 minutes ago. Alrighty. Very nice. Anything you want to add, Steve?
No, that's it.
How about you, Howie?
I just have stuff on a new topic when you're ready.
Well, I'd be curious, especially among the soda community and things like that, the Jegu X1M is what it's called. $329 is MSRP, so probably cost less than that. I'm just curious to how well that works and how people, you know, reacted to it. It's only 1.5 pounds. It's not even a pound and a half. Good Lord. Pretty cool. All right. Let's see. Well, Howie, why don't you take it? K2EIR. K2BAR.
Okay, thank you. So, my new topic thing is, I wonder if anyone, I'll ask it as a question, has anyone heard of the company Adafruit, Adafruit? Because I bought a few little, I'll call them doodads, but non-amateur stuff. They do things, I think, for the maker community. Has anyone heard of them?
I bought, I think in the ancient times I might have bought Arduino stuff from them, but I bought some, I think I bought my first Raspberry Pis from them.
Okay. Well, what I just bought from them is one of these, we've seen this elsewhere on eBay, I think we mentioned it or among ourselves, Gordon. I bought a little key fob like you would use in your car. It operates on 315 megahertz. Mine has four buttons, A, B, C, and D. And I also bought two little receivers, one they call the M4 and the other one the T4. And the difference between the two of them is that, and these things are about the size of your thumb, in the top of your thumb, you know, the last joint up to the fingertip. And they're really small little circuit boards with a couple of, an IC and pins, et cetera. But these receivers, one operates such that it's momentary on, and so that when you push the button on the key fob, you bring up that receiver only as long as you're pressing, you know, the contacts are high. And the other one is a toggle type of thing. You press A, and the A pin stays high until you press the B pin, and then the B pin goes high, and you can do that for four pins. The only problem I have is they didn't send any documentation at all, and I didn't spend enough time on the website to see what is available. So that's why I bring it up. The other reason I bring it up is it could make a very nice remote control push-to-talk in your vehicle. So I just wanted to clue everybody in if anybody is oriented to doing it yourself type of stuff like that. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Very nice, Howie. Yeah, well, I bought one from them, but from somebody else where you actually... it was only momentary, and I actually, at one point, it had a relay in it, so I actually was able to send CW wirelessly by putting a key in place of the switch, and that worked out really well, but was limited to about 15, 16 words a minute. You could take the relay out of the receiver unit, replace it with a transistor, a switching transistor, and probably go as fast as you could ever believe. But I wanted to have a wireless Morse code key for my shack, and I didn't finish it up and dress it up, but at some point I will, and I did the proof of concept, so I know it'll work.
Amazing. It can do, you know, these things can do different things. Again, what I had in mind was an easy wireless push-to-talk for my hands-free system in the car. Okay, thank you. Take it away again. K2EIR.
Do we have anybody else on frequency who has a question or comment? Just a couple of meeting notes. Actually, Steve, can you just do me a favor and tell me whether or not the next Barra meeting is going to be this January 2nd or January 9th? Do we know?
Let's see. I've got a calendar up here, but it is on the 3rd, which is the first Sunday.
3rd, yes. 3rd, yes. Okay, so the next Barra meeting will be Sunday the 3rd at Washington Township Municipal Building in the senior room. And, of course, the other thing to keep in mind is we're having a Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night. A kit night, but I think kit nights moved to the senior room out of the school, or is it this week? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Steve. Are we in the high school or are we in the senior room on Tuesday?
We are in the high school on Tuesday. The 29th will be at party, so if you want to bring non-alcoholic refreshments, we'll have our meeting on the 3rd, AJI, along with Randy.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to bring my Fusion radio my FTM 400 down to the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night, and we're going to get, it's already up and working. I just have to do some additional programming, so I'm going to do that. And people would like to see you and hear two Fusion radios talking back and forth in Fusion mode, both simplex and possibly through this repeater. You're welcome to. I may also drag my DMR radio down, my UHF DMR radio down, but we'll see. There may not be much point to that. But anyway, we're all in good shape, and the Fairlawn Club meets at the Fairlawn Community Center tomorrow night. It will not meet the next two Friday nights because one is Christmas and one is New Year's. So wishing everybody a happy Merry Christmas. We will not have a TechNet next Thursday night. It is unclear as to whether we're going to have one on New Year's Eve. We very well might have one on New Year's Eve. I would suspect so. So do keep your ears peeled and look forward to working you on New Year's Eve. But not Christmas Eve. Not happening. And I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. One other thing is, Barra has a coffee at the Paramus Park Mall every Tuesday and Friday. The Tuesday meetings will happen this weekend next, the Friday ones, for the same reason as Fairlawn's will not. So any other questions or comments? Brady, well, you can always find more information about Barra at Bergen Amateur Radio Association, so BARA.org, Bravo Alpha Romeo Alpha .org, and Fairlawn is FLARC.net, FLARC.net. So those are also good. Chestnut Ridge has an informational site on how to join. That's called the AlpineRepeater.com, or AlpineRepeater.com. I can't remember what it's the or without the bug, but alpinerepeater.com. So feel free to check out those websites. Anyway, any other questions, comments, confusions for the net before we secure? Well, just keep in mind the ComTech group is a good place to go. It's a Yahoo group. It's a closed Yahoo group. You won't get spam. And you are more than welcome to give me a... drop me a note if you can't seem to request a subscription. We'll get you on. Just shoot me a note at W2TangoTangoTango@AWRL.net. This time I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we look forward to seeing some of you in some of the upcoming events. And above all, be safe and enjoy the family time. This is K2BAR W2TTT returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use.